Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to AGRANA's conference call presenting our annual results for 2018-2019 financial year. You already got some insight regarding our figures when we published an ad hoc announcement on the 9th of April. Today, we will provide you with further details on all segments and a more detailed outlook. With us today are three out of four members of our management board. Our CEO, Mr. Mariat, will start the presentation with an overview on the results and highlights of 2018-2019. Mr. Fritz Grattermeier, our CSO, will continue and give you more color then on all segments. Afterwards, our CFO, Mr. Büttner, will present the financial statement in detail. Finally, again, our CEO will conclude with the outlook for the current 2019-2020 financial year. As announced in the invitation, the presentation is available on our IR website. The presentation will take about 30 minutes, and afterwards, the management board will be glad to answer your questions. Now I may pass over to Mr. Mariat, starting the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Haider. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in our conference call. Before I give you an overview on the financial footprint of last year, I want to underline that sustainable management is key for AGRANA. There is environmental dimensions influencing our business. The climate warming and the deficit of precipitation is already having an impact on European agriculture and the processing industry, as the drought last year, 2018, has clearly shown. We are anticipating this since years by intensifying our R&D activities in the agricultural sector, in view also of the legal limits of chemical crop protection products. We anticipate this by responsible use of agricultural resources, highly important for AGRANA. Raw materials are too valuable not to be utilized completely, so we invested in new refining of pulp from potato processing. We construct a betaine crystallization plant for the complete utilization of sugar beet molasses. These are examples of turning waste into low or low-value byproducts into value-added specialties. AGRANA products themselves are contributing to the protection of the climate and the environment, like bioethanol as an environmentally friendly component of blended petrol produced in our biorefinery in Büsselsdorf, in Austria. It reduces emissions such as carbon dioxide and small dust particles. Another thing is our innovative AGENA-COMP bioplastic, which helps to reduce plastic waste. Starch-based organic plastic compound is 100% home compostable without leaving microplastic residues and can be used for a wide range of applications. As part of our specialties strategy, organics are an important cornerstone of the product range that makes the group the largest European B2B organic starch and sugar producer. That's in front of my presentation, but now on our financial footprint of the business year 2018-2019. Our figures 2018-2019 are not at all satisfactory. The revenue dropped to 2.44 billion euros. It's -4.8% comparison to last year. The EBIT is 1/3 of last year's with 66.6 million, and the EBIT margin similar, 2.7% after 7.4% last year. For 2018 beet crop, extremely low sugar prices driven by export parity took effect. Historic low sugar prices had also direct downward price pressure on isoglucose, and considerably lower market prices for bioethanol. These were the main reasons for the low performance in this business year. But in spite of that, our dividend proposal is 1 euro per share, which is only slightly below last year's dividend. The breakdown of the revenue by segments shows that starch and fruit grew slightly by 1.4% and 1.5%, while sugar fell by 23.2% to a share of now 25% of our portfolio. Coming to the EBIT by segment, it shows not only the negative performance of sugar, but also the negative impact on starch. The difference of 124 million euros lesser EBIT in comparison to last year is 95 million due to the sugar and 29 million due to decrease in starch. An investment overview shows that we are still investing in new capacities and in more specialities, especially in starch. 97 million of out of 183.8, so half of our capex was spent in starch. In fruit, the key projects was the new second fruit preparations plant in China and a new carrot juice concentrate production in Hungary. In starch, the wheat starch plant in Düsseldorf and the increase of potato processing capacity, including a potato fiber dryer, were the main projects. And in sugar, we prepared for the production of organic sugar by installing a sugar line for organic sugar in our factory in Tulln. And we also started a warehouse construction for finished products in our Romanian sugar factory, a refining factory in Buza. Coming to some single projects, I want to start with the second fruit prep production site in China, just opened, and meanwhile in full production. It began on schedule. Its operations, the total investment is 22 million euros, and the plant capacity after reaching full load is 30,000 tons. China is world's largest yogurt market with the strongest growth, and the yogurt consumption is still relatively low, half of the European ones, so the growth by 7.9% is projected until 2023. We also in the fruit segment, we acquired a stake in the Algerian fruit preparations producer Elafruit. We have extended our presence in the North African market by acquiring the 49% stake in this company, and it's located around 200 kilometers east of Algiers, around 100 employees and a revenue of 7 million in 2018. Besides the standard fruit preparations for yogurts and ice creams, Elafruit also makes fruit purees and bases for the beverage industry. The mentioned increased potato processing in our Austrian Gmünd factory means that we increased the capacity from 1,600 to 2,000 tons of potatoes per day, especially by a new starch dryer, and we invested also in the refining of potato pulp to a food ingredient, water binding with water binding and fiber properties, and the investment volume is around about 40 million. So the full benefit out of that investment will come in the potato starch campaign from September 2019. So now I hand over to my colleague, Mr. Gattermeier.
Thank you very much. Good morning from my side. I will start with the fruit segment, and as you can follow the presentation, the consumption market for fruited yogurt in Western Europe and also North America, United States and Canada continued to show a negative development, no growth anymore. On the other side, there's a higher consumption of plain yogurt worldwide. And what's good for us, and therefore we invested there, we have a growth market in Asia and China, but also some other parts too, and also in Eastern Europe and in Egypt, South Africa and Middle East. The consumer trends are more or less the same, sustainability, health and convenience, and will continue for the next years. How we react, we try to have a higher diversification concerning non-dairy sectors like food service, ice cream, bakery. We started that already some years ago, but also now we have additional issues with this vegan, vegetarian, and all those products and non-dairy milk product-based yogurts. Concerning the fruit juice concentrates in Europe, we had a very high apple crop in 2018 with the effect that the apple prices were very low and also the apple juice concentrate was lowered due to the price compared to the year before, but on a lower level. Therefore, we had were able to have a higher margin due to the apple processing. And this low European price is coupled with reduction production volumes from China and also with tariff issues, which are still going on between the United States and China. And therefore, we had also good sales opportunity, all the European producers towards the United States. And therefore, a strong flow of European apple juice concentrate to the U.S. was to realize. And on the other, then I will continue with the turnover situation. As you can see, the turnover in the fruit segment went up by 1.5%. The revenue stagnated despite higher sales volume. The reason is more or less the negative foreign exchange effect, mainly in Argentina, Turkey, Russia, Mexico, and also in the United States. Concerning the fruit juice concentrate turnover, the turnover went up as a result of the higher apple juice concentrate prices and also the higher volumes. The EBIT is 2.2% higher than the year before. And concerning the fruit prep, it's mainly currency related in earnings. As mentioned before, some local currencies weakened against the euro and in some cases even sharply. Concerning the fruit juice concentrate, EBIT-wise, the EBIT grew significantly, as it was already said, due to the improved contribution margins due to very cheap apple prices and stable apple juice concentrate prices compared to the years before. And also a very good continued good performance in beverage phases. Continuing with the starch, the difficult market setting for sugar has a huge impact for the starch sweetener products, mainly glucose, fructose, isoglucose, and so on. These low sugar prices are in a more or less clear correlation with the isoglucose situation. And on the other side, a lot of starch companies intensified their production and the competition went up. It's more intensive than it was maybe 2 years ago. The sales volumes were positive of native and modified starches to the food industry were very stable with good volumes and also good prices and margins. The upside drive in the non-food starches is more or less still the paper and corrugated board industry is online. Trading developments during Europe and also the world is a driver for higher starch demand. Concerning bioethanol, the volatility in this market, bioethanol remained at a very significant level in the last business year. We had a very wide variation of the quotations in 2017-18 to the great higher supply in the European Union and higher inputs from overseas with only moderately increased demand. Since October 2018, the ethanol quotation, mainly Platts, regained stability at a higher level, especially due to capacity reduction or non-usage in the United Kingdom, where only one ethanol plant was closed and another temporarily reduced the production. Concerning byproducts, the prices for proteins, like the protein market is worldwide a growing market, for high protein market remained stable and had a very good development from our point of view. The next chart shows you the commodity prices, the development of corn and wheat. When you see at the right side, you see the difference between corn and wheat, the gap is widening up. half year before, it was more or less on the same level. And what's the reason for that? Due to the drought in the last year, 2018, in Western Europe and Middle Europe, the production was slower, therefore, the wheat production was slower than expected. On the other side, corn is a different plant. We were able to use the rainfall in August, and therefore, we had a higher crop, and therefore, it was more or less dividing up because the wheat went up and the corn was more or less stable under this development. The next chart shows you the ethanol, the price, petrol prices development. When you see that on the right side, the gap in July, in January 2019, you see more or less a difference of 200 euro per ton, per cubic meter, sorry. When you go back, for example, 2015, this gap was even 350, and when you go back to July 2018, it was zero. Seeing in the past, maybe five, six, seven, eight years ago, we had the feeling that a correlation between ethanol or petrol prices. Now we see total different markets, and you have no correlation anymore. Continuing with the turnover situation of the starch segment, you see that it was went up 1.4% to 762.7, mainly due to the native and modified starch market, where we were able to gain market shares and also higher volumes and good prices and margins. The revenues decreased mainly in the glucose and fructose market and isoglucose, because, as I said before, due to the impact, huge impact from the sugar market, therefore, we were not able to get the volumes in the market which we wanted, and also to keep the prices. Therefore, there were both negative impacts. And as was said before, in the business year, the bioethanol itself, it lost it, the revenue or the turnover declined due to the high price volatility, due to this flat quotation when you have the 12 months picture. Concerning the EBIT went down to 51.2 million. Most of this reduction was due to the, as I said before, the glucose/isoglucose situation and the market price development for that, and partly also for bioethanol situation in the past. And on the other side, we had energy prices increases. We came from a very low energy price level, 2017, 2016, and 2018, there was a growing up, and it's continuous still, even when it's not stable, but we have this low energy prices, which we had in 2016 and 2017, and it's not possible anymore to get it in this level. And on the other side, we have also a higher grain price situation due to this drought in the Western Europe, mainly in wheat, not in corn. And due to the sugar-related isoglucose, glucose situation, also we had a decrease in the contribution margin from our joint venture in Hungary, in Hungrana, and it went down from 30.5 million to 16.2 million. Now, I finalize with the sugar situation, the most challenging segment for us. Downward trend in the world sugar market price continued in the first 7 months in 2018, 2019. There was an anticipation of a significant surplus in the world sugar balance, and the world market quotation went down to $0.09 per pound for white sugar in August 2018, the lowest for the last 10 years. And since October, the market somewhat went up from its lows because there were lower results, at the end, lower crop results in Brazil due to higher ethanol production, and also a bad weather on the harvesting season in Brazil, and also some effects of the dry weather situation in Europe. We had the year before, 22.5 million. Last year, it was 18 million tons, and minus 4 million tons had an impact of the price market development, mainly after August 2018. The European sugar market, as has already started to discuss it, continued to drop in the course at the beginning of the first month of the year. And also the price reporting, when you follow this, you see it's still a downward trend. Why is it like that? Yeah, because a lot of companies within the European sugar industry made in 2017, 2018, due to the large production, one or two years contracts, therefore, they are still in the market, and therefore, we have the situation, even when the European sugar production went down 4 million tons, we have still this conflict lasting in the market, and therefore, the price reporting is following a situation which it was, the impact comes from 2017, 2018. And on the other side, you see the European reference price, the threshold price of 404 euro per ton. It's a lot higher than the market situation during the business year was to see. And the effects of dry weather and the major crop has reduced the availability of sugar, and deficit there will potentially affect the further price development. It's an issue for us because we are mainly, our market is mainly Austria and eastwards till Romania, the Black Sea, and therefore, we see a positive development in this part of the European market situation. And the last sentence, the European sugar production is estimated for 18.6 million, but how much it will be, we will see it in August, September. The next chart shows you the development of the production consumption and the ending stocks of the world market, starting with the ending stocks more or less. If the ending stocks are 40% of the consumption, we see it's a stable market, no issue to have some afraid or some fears that there's a development which you cannot anticipate. And you see it for this time when we go back 2010-11, the ending stock relation was just 34%, therefore that was at that time was also the production was lower than the consumption. But during the last 2 years, you see that the production is higher than the consumption, more or less it's more the same level. The next chart shows you the sugar quotation situation, and as I mentioned before, the 9 years low is 9 cents. Now the raw sugar price is 11.7, 11.9 cents per ton. And therefore you see on the right side the marks for the sugar price for raw sugar and also for white sugar. For white sugar it's more or less 285 euro to 289 euro, and for raw sugar it's 235 to 250 euro. And what the one thing is the level of this European of raw sugar and white sugar price. On the other side is the difference, the refinery premium making white sugar out of raw sugar is declining. And the next chart shows you the development of the prices. You see the 404 euro, the threshold for, proposed from the European Union in 2010 and then also in 2015. Then you see the blue one, you see the average price for white sugar. Now we had in February and March below 320 euro per ton. And on the other side, as I said before, the spot market in Eastern Europe are significantly higher than it is mentioned here. But this is the average of the price of all the producers in one country, and it's reporting there are 2-4 different regions, and therefore you have this price, which is always giving a picture of the past, but not for the future. And then coming up to the financial results concerning the sugar segment, the turnover went down from 652 to 500 million by 23% significantly, due to the low sugar sales price, but also we had also to realize lower volumes, which we were able to sell. The revenue of the byproducts decreased due to the lower volumes, due to lower beet production, lower beet pulp, and therefore we had also lower revenues turnovers due in the beet pulp business. Concerning the EBIT, you see the negative trend from 35 million plus to 60 million minus. The main factor was, as I said before, the sales price situation and also a write-down on sugar inventories. And what was also an issue for us in Austria, we had, due to the weather, bad beet quality, therefore we had higher costs, and therefore we had also a negative impact on this side. Now I give over to Mr. Stefan Büttner.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the consolidated financial statement. So we start with the consolidated income statement. As already mentioned, we had a decrease in revenues of 124 million or 4.8% down to 2.443 billion euro. Also the EBIT was down by 124 million euro, mainly driven by a price decrease in sugar and sugar products and starch. This led to a profit for the period after tax of 30.4 million euro, also a significant decrease by 78.7% versus the prior year. The earnings per share amounted to 0.41 euro per share. The exceptional items, so we had the total net exceptional income of 3.3 million euro. Mainly driven by tax refunds in Romania of 5.6 million euro and restructuring expenses of 1.8 million euro in the sugar segment. The net financial items, you can see the financial result of minus 15.4 million euro. This is a minus of 6.2% compared with the prior year. So we had a better net interest expense. The result was better by 29.5%, mainly due to lower average interests that we had in the last business year. Therefore, we had a lower result in the currency translation differences of around 4.1 million, mainly due to negative movements in foreign currency financings in Argentina, Brazil, China, Mexico, and Romania. The tax rate with 40.7% looks very high, and this is of course mainly driven by unrecognized tax loss carry forwards in respect of the financial year. The consolidated cash flow statement shows a net cash from operating activities of 141.7 million euro. This is mainly driven by the low operating cash flow before changes in working capital. When you look at the net cash investing activities of 161.9 million euro, you see that we had a negative free cash flow of around 20 million euro in the last financial year. In the consolidated balance sheet, you can see an increase in the non-current assets. This is due to the capital expenditures minus the depreciation. The equity was reduced by around 40 million euro. This is due to the low profit after tax and the approximately 71 million euro dividends that we paid out in the last financial year. The equity ratio is still high with 59%, net debt increased to 322.2 million euro and the gearing amounts to 22.9%. Last but not least, the dividend and earnings per share. So you can see that we decreased our dividend payout from 1.125 euro per share to 1 euro per share. Of course, the decrease is not as much as the decrease in the results, but due to our strong balance sheet and the still low net financial debt that we have in the group, we wanted to show a stable dividend payout ratio, or not ratio, but stable dividend payout per share, and therefore we decided to pay out 1 euro per share. Now I hand over to Mr. Marjat, who will give you an outlook for the coming year.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, besides some bigger investments which will be fully used in the current business year, like our Aschach grinding grease and our potato starch capacity with the spray drying and with the potato fiber production in the current year, there are additional projects like the manufacture of crystalline betaine. We did the groundbreaking for this production under a joint venture between Agrana and the Amalgamated Sugar Company, United States. We did already in the past chromatography of beet molasses to recover sugar, more sugar, but also to recover liquid betaine already since 2015. And the new plant with round about 8,500 tons of crystalline betaine per year is the third manufacturing site of this kind of product worldwide. We will there produce premium quality of natural crystalline betaine. What is betaine good for? It's a very good product in the livestock sector as a constituent of animal feedstuffs, in food supplements like sport drinks and so on, and it's due to its osmoregulatory properties used also in cosmetic products. So the construction work will take approximately 1 year, and the total investment will be 40 million shared between the joint venture partners. The already well-known wheat starch capacity increase in Bisseldorf comes to the final phase now. It's, as we already told, a doubling of the production capacity of the wheat starch factory in Bisseldorf. The investment in total is 102 million euros. And after the construction work started in early 2018, now we will commission the new facility by end of 2019 in the current business year. So we think that the last quarter there it will be already producing. So we will, with this important step, consolidate our position in the starch market. There will be 45 additional jobs, and we will meet the increasing starch demand, particularly in the paper industry, for production of carton from recycled paper, where there is a rising demand. The key figures are that we increase our total grind from roughly actually 840,000 tons to 1.19 million tons, so the daily grind will be beyond 3,000 tons a day, which is very important for the competitiveness. Now, the outlook really for 1920 financially, we expect an EBIT-wise a significant increase, and revenue-wise a moderate increase. So despite the continuing substantial challenges in the sugar segment, the total investment across the three business segments is approximately 143 million and is still significantly above our depreciation level of about 108 million. Segment-wise, the outlook is in the fruit segment a growth in revenue and EBIT. In fruit preparations, the positive revenue trend is predicted in all business areas, driven by rising sales volumes. EBIT will reflect the volume and margin growth, and resulting in significant earnings improvement year on year. Especially the South American, North American, and European and Mexican regions are expected to contribute to this uptrend. The fruit juice concentrates will be steady on this very, very good level of last year, EBIT and revenue-wise. The starch segment, a moderate increase in revenue is forecasted for 1920. No major recovery in prices is expected so far for the starch-based saccharification products, yet but specialty products such as infant formula, organic and GMO-free products should have, together with the full effect of the Aschach capacity increase, to continue to generate further positive impetus. Assuming an average grain harvest in 2019, the EBIT is expected to be at least constant. The sugar segment, there we are projecting still a low revenue, expecting still a challenging sugar market environment. There are ongoing cost reduction programs, but they will be only able to soften the margin reduction to some extent. The EBIT thus is still expected to remain in the red, so negative in 2019-20. Now I hand over to Mr. Haider concerning the financial calendar.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you that our annual general meeting 2019 will take place on the 5th of July. Further details regarding the calendar and also the roadshow activities in June can be found on our website. We will now go on with the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question. The first question comes from the line of Vladimira Urbankova from Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good morning. I would have a couple of questions if you allow me. First of all, you mentioned some negative Forex impact. Could you quantify this on the top line, and what was the negative Forex impact on the EBIT in the 2018-19 results? Secondly, in the sugar segment, you mentioned some idle cost, quantifying that at some 13 million euros, and then some write-offs of stocks. How much was the impact of the write-off of stocks? And then for the outlook for this segment for 2019-20, you envisage a slight rise in revenues and moderate year-on-year progress on the EBIT level. This is going to be driven, in your opinion, by prices, by higher volumes, by cost reduction. What would be the contribution of these elements to the improving result? And then for the starch segment, you mentioned that ethanol prices were helped by capacity reduction in the UK. What is the outlook for this fiscal year in this respect? This would be it from my side for the time being.
Yeah, so the first question, so the forex impact mainly took place in the fruit segment, so in the fruit preparations business, and amounted to 40 million euro on the top line, and to minus 5 million, so always minus 40 million top line and minus 5 million euro on the EBIT level. The idle cost, we had 13 million idle costs in the sugar segment due to lower capacity utilization. The write-off of stocks was around 22 million euro. Then the last question, I think, for me was the outlook for 2019-20. So, of course, so we agree that the better outlook is mainly driven by higher prices, mainly in the sugar segment. And concerning the ethanol business, Mr.
Rappermann. Yeah. Concerning ethanol business, yes. For the current fiscal year, I think the impact is not very big anymore because we are already in, the situation is, I expect that the one producer will not go anymore back in the market. The other one will have a lower production. We have on the other side the positive impact from other issues, and therefore we expect that the ethanol prices will be around 550 euro, I would say, for the time being. Maybe it will be lower, but it will be above 500 euro for this fiscal year. And I think mainly it is like that the ethanol price is impacted from the production capacity because the demand is more or less is growing slowly, but there's no big effect to expect from that side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. There are no further questions at this time, and I'd like to hand back to Mr. Hannes Haider for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Yes, there are no further questions, though. Thanks for your participation in the call. Of course, you can also contact me later on. Wish you a nice day and goodbye.